How you doing, everybody? Back in my chair. I'm in Florida. God bless y'all. Don't have any book today. Just want to have a chat, but of course a chat about the word. And, you know, it's not a buzzword. It's a real word. It's called deception. We're actually told that Satan comes as an angel of light. An angel of light. So he's going to look good. And we're also warned when our Savior talked to the woman at the well, he said, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. So don't be looking for it. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. And God is looking for them who wish to worship him in spirit. In spirit, that's the opposite of your flesh. In spirit, to worship him in spirit, not in rituals, not in traditions, in spirit. And in truth, not lies, not your own concepts, but in truth. That's what the Lord warns us. I'd just like to talk about a couple things that I've noticed. And to a degree, I'm going to talk in parables. So you're going to either have to just not understand what I'm saying, or maybe research it, or maybe ponder what I'm saying. All right, there's about 98% of a people group that's in charge of the media. Truth. There's about 98% of a people group that's in charge of Hollywood. Truth. 95 to 98% of a people group in charge of all the entertainment. 98% of the people that is in charge of our medicine, our education. You get where I'm going with this? There's a people group, based upon numbers, ratios, whatever you want to say, I'm speaking a truth. It's up to you to research what I'm saying. Now, knowing that fact, I got to ask myself, does this people group, that's more or less running the media, that's more or less running Hollywood, that's more or less running education, medicine, everything to do with us, are they Christians? Are they reborn, born of the Spirit, sold out for Christ, realize they're in a battle? Research it. Because if they aren't, they're antichrists. Yes, they're going against Christ. Yes, they are. Going against Christ when they're in the media. Going against the rules of Christ when they're running Hollywood. Trying to make you fat and happy with your diet even. Infiltrating food. The diet. The bad diet leads to the medicine. Leads to death. So you don't have peace. You can't relax. You can't worship God the way you want. I have a tough time praying and being in the Lord. If I got a splitting headache or my stomach hurts, or, you know, when I was in the hospital, yeah, I was praying, but it wasn't peaceful prayer. I was in absolute misery. Well, anyway, certain people group in charge of all those areas. Now, let's talk about holidays. You know, and this is just common horse sense, Yankee horse sense. Okay, I get Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's a turkey, right? Makes sense. Pilgrims meet the Indians, having a big meal, a turkey. I get Memorial Day. Flags, put your flag out. Memorial Day. For the people that gave their lives up for the country and served our country. Labor Day, you know, represented basically by a grill. Rest, have a good time with your family, have a cookout. I even get Valentine's Day. I mean, you know, the heart, love, the candy, I get that. July 4th, funny guy with a beard dressed up as Uncle Sam. But I even get that because I realize you know, during the World Wars, they were trying to sell bonds and, hey, give to your Uncle Sam. So I get that. But as a Christian, I don't get reindeer. I don't get a sleigh. I don't understand the North Pole. I don't understand the Christmas tree. I don't understand mistletoe. I don't understand snow. I don't understand white Christmas. I frankly don't understand any of it. All the other holidays, I get it. There's a correlation. But here we have Christmas, and I'm making this video. I'll probably only keep it up for a couple days. I'm making it on Christmas Eve. True Christmas is the Word became flesh. The Word became flesh. When the Word, the King of the universe, who chose to become a man, the creator of the universe, not sharing the throne with any other person, religion, spirit, angel, nothing. When the great I am manifested itself, that's his birth. And there used to be, in three or four generations, somehow the generations before us did not defend us, as far as I'm concerned. They didn't defend us. And it's up to us to defend the future generations. It used to be, come all you faithful. It used to be a silent night, holy night. It used to be songs of, you know, Noel, Christ, Emmanuel. That was what the angel said his name was supposed to be, Emmanuel. God is with us. Somehow it changed. And this 95% people group are the ones who wrote the songs. Next thing we know, the celebration of the Word became flesh came in through a song. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. All of a sudden, a warm, fuzzy song like White Christmas. Nothing to do with Christmas. Nothing. And if you could prove me otherwise, do it. We're talking a manifestation of the creator of the universe to become the Lamb of God so we could escape the wrath of God. The wrath of God. And you can dispute all you want to know about hell. All I know, there's a rich man that woke up and he was on a certain side of the gorge and he could not get a drop of water put on his tongue by Lazarus, who was surrounded by in the bosom of the angels. Yeah. In life, Lazarus was a lame man. The dogs licked his sores. The rich man, it says, dressed to the nines and ate sumptuously and walked by Lazarus every day because they would leave him at the gate. Never took care of him. We're told that. Where's the rich man? Screaming for one drop of water on his tongue for eternity. That's the Christmas story. Christ delivered us from that. That was supposed to be the reason for Christmas. Not a warm, fuzzy feeling of family and fire logs and mistletoe and reindeer and cheer and a fat guy with glasses handing out gifts. The generations before us had no guts. They should have squashed it out immediately and said, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And then they'll make fun of this attitude. You search it out, this particular group. Invite the Grinch. Invent the Grinch who stole Christmas. And he's a nasty old guy, and he doesn't like Christmas. Yeah. I like the true Christmas. I like the true family get-togethers. I like the for the reason of thanks. Just like, thank you, Lord, let's have the turkey on Thanksgiving. Just like, thank you, Lord, for giving us the people that defended our country on Memorial Day. Fly the flag. So what? Thank you, Lord, on Labor Day, that I could rest and have a burger and a hot dog. You know, I guess, thank you, Lord, I'll give you some chocolate because you're my sweetheart on St. Valentine's Day. I get those. But the reindeer, the sleigh, the North Pole, the fat guy, the lights, the Christmas tree, the snow, I don't see it correlating with the master, the king, the great I am, being born to rescue you and me from eternity without him. It's something to ponder. Don't roll your eyes. Don't roll your eyes, because this is called a deception. It's called a deception. Because that warm, fuzzy feeling, the nice mistletoe, the beautiful fire and logs and everything, compared to the Lamb of God who came down and died for our sins? No. And we have churches basically making a fiasco. Who do you think brought the music in? It's the people that hated Christ. To deceive everybody. Yeah. Well, I'm my generation. About to leave. We could all leave tomorrow. I'm telling you, don't fall for the deception. You don't have to be a big jerk. Some people don't understand it because the deception is so deep. They might have to be fed a little bit at a time to understand. This is a little weird. This is a little weird. You know. So anyhow, that's my word for today. And God bless you. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.